Trump, deporting Biden's migrants is great liberation of America. By Neil Monroe on March 5, 2025. The deportation of President Joe Biden's migrant flood is the great liberation of America, President Donald Trump told a joint session of Congress on March 4. We are achieving the great liberation of America, but there still is much work to be done, Trump declared. Joe Biden didn't just open our borders, he flew illegal aliens over there to overwhelm our schools, hospitals, and communities throughout the country. Entire towns like Aurora, Colorado, and Springfield, Ohio, buckled under the weight of the migrant occupation and corruption, beautiful towns destroyed. Here tonight is a woman I have gotten to know, Alexis Nungare from Houston, wonderful woman. Last June, Alexis' 12-year-old daughter, her precious Jocelyn, walked to a nearby convenience store. She was kidnapped, tied up, assaulted for 2 hours under a bridge, and horrifically murdered. Arrested and charged with this heinous crime are two illegal alien monsters from Venezuela, released into America by the last administration through their ridiculous open border. The death of this beautiful 12-year-old girl and the agony of her mother and family touched our entire nation greatly. Breitbart closely tracks the damage to Aurora, Springfield, and many other communities caused by Biden's migration. Trump continued. Countless thousands of these terrorists were welcomed into the U.S. by the Biden administration. But now every last one will be rounded up and forcibly removed from our country. Or, if they're too dangerous, put in jails, and standing trial in this country because we don't want them to come back ever. However, Trump also called for a new gold card to ease the immigration of clever and wealthy migrants. We will allow the most successful, job-creating people from all over the world to buy a path to U.S. citizenship. It's like the green card but better and more sophisticated. Trump's phrase, the great liberation of America, will be hated by progressives. Most progressives revere migrants as symbols of individual liberation because the migrants choose to walk away from their native countries to freedom in the United States. For example, progressives view the Statue of Liberty as a signal of welcome for migrants, while the French designer, and most Americans, view it as a symbol of Americans' ability to create a free society for themselves. Unlike Trump, many progressives see the United States as a homeland for migrants, not Americans. Trump said Biden's deputies allowed 21 million migrants into the country. Over the past 4 years, 21 million people poured into the United States. Many of them were murderers, human traffickers, gang members, and other criminals from the streets of dangerous cities all throughout the world. They are now strongly embedded in our country, but we are getting them out and getting them out fast. The president did not explain his 21 million number, but it may include the total inflow of border migrants as well as the legal inflow of legal migrants and various visa workers. The figure could also refer to the true number of illegal aliens believed to currently reside in America. Many people, including Trump, have expressed doubts about the accuracy of official figures, estimating that the actual number of illegals who flooded the U.S. in recent years may be as high as 15 to 20 million. Political author Ann Coulter estimated that the true figure was at least 30 million in her 2015 book, Adios, America, citing the work of two Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists and a 2005 analysis by Bear Stearns. Most estimates say former President Joe Biden welcomed roughly 9 million inadmissible alien illegal migrants, plus several million legal immigrants and legalized visa workers. Trump described his strategy for blocking migrants and drugs, and for deporting migrants. We need Mexico and Canada to do much more than they've done. And they have to stop the fentanyl and drugs pouring into the USA. They're going to stop it. I have sent Congress a detailed funding request laying out exactly how we will eliminate these threats to protect our homeland and complete the largest deportation operation in American history, larger even than the current record holder president, President Eisenhower, a moderate man, but someone who believed very strongly in borders. Americans expect Congress to send me this funding without delay so I can sign it into law. Biden's inflow of migrants was a huge pocketbook loss for 300 million ordinary Americans. They lost earning power in the labor and housing markets. And they lost investment, productivity, and training once provided by employers. U.S. citizens also lost white-collar career opportunities to corporate outsourcing, civic stability amid government-imposed social diversity, and political power as expanding blocks of ethnic voters demanded benefits for their communities, cultures, and home countries. Americans also lost respect for the government's migration policy as it crudely worked to extract human resources from poor countries for use in the U.S. economy.